Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 3rd of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to Marlon Brando and Alec Baldwin, both men who in their prime exuded a meaty loucheness that some women have found irresistibly attractive. Great work as gambler Skye Masterson in the Golden Age Hollywood production of Guys and Dolls, Marlon Brando. Happy birthday also today to Jane Goodall, ape pioneer and inspiration for anyone who's ever just wanted to f*** off to a mountain and perv on the private lives of some gorillas. And celebrations today include World Party Day, which you should probably celebrate by not having a party right now until we have things a little more under control. It's also National Chocolate Mousse Day. That seems a safer solo treat. Our guest today on The Last Post is beloved Commandante of the People's Republic of the People United, NATO Green. Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Very excited to talk to you. Planning my strategies. I'm hatching plans. I'm getting ready to come. I'm coming swarming out of the mountains very soon.
That's exciting. Today is a good day for revolutionaries, or sort of rebels of all kinds. In 1882, on this day in the American Old West, Robert Ford killed Jesse James. Jesse James was a man. He killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor. He had a hand and a heart and a brain.
Is this a Casey Affleck movie?
About Jesse James. Yeah, he was Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life and three children. They were brave, but that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard laid Jesse James in his grave. That was Robert Ford. It's a classic tale of the Old West.
Alice, I knew you had a lot of talents, but freestyle rapping about gunfights in the Old West, I didn't realize was one of them.
It's less a freestyle rap than me reciting the words to a murder ballad that my mum used to sing me as a lullaby when I was a child. My mum was a folk musician, among other things, so I was brought up on it. Some extremely odd sonic literature. Coming up today, we'll be catching up on the latest news from the revolution with our guest, NATO Green. But first, some headlines. In the news today, some of the more contact-heavy of the Democratic primary events have been cancelled, both as people turn towards social distancing and as all competitors to Joe Biden have dropped out of the race. After last month's memorable mud wrestling suspended by gold chains in a soup made of charred $50 bills to represent the poisonous influence of money in politics event, a number of equally exciting events were being tabled to further gamify the process of running for office. Events cancelled include candidates being forced to make out with one another to prove they're capable of the pornographic-level acting skills required to hold a position of international authority. The fist-in-mouth debate, where contenders would be asked a series of questions about fiscal responsibility and have to answer while trying to fit their whole own fist into their mouth to test multitasking skills, as well as the shake-a-hand, kiss-a-baby race for which Democratic nominee could sprint through touching as many hearts and minds of the most constituents possible in 90 seconds. Speculation now turns to how the remaining candidates will prove themselves worthy of election, given that the only remaining candidate is Joe Biden and he's clearly not worthy of election. And parents working from home have been taking to the internet, complaining that their children are horrendous and they don't know what to do about them. Engineer and mother Amelia Biff says capitalism and our desire to provide a good lifestyle for our children mean they've been in care since a disturbingly young age, so I don't really know them that well. Her partner Robin agrees, saying, I usually only see them for about 3 hours a day plus weekends. How am I supposed to cope with 24/7 parenting on top of the job I'm doing because feminism worked well in economic terms to double the workforce, but it failed to reframe the essential value of care and development of young minds? I've never really thought about how undervalued the work of early education professionals is as an underpinning for the work I do before. That's all we have time for your headlines today, because now it's time for your ads. It's ad time now, because while money's only a proxy for a barter system, you can't transfer a goat by PayPal. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by eels. Do you have enough eels in your life? I doubt it. Studies show that most people don't even have one live eel in their home or daily routine, let alone the writhing mass of eels required for a truly fulfilling eely day. Cheap to keep and emotionally complex, an eel can never truly be a pet, so much as it is a deeply alien consciousness that makes you reflect on your own place in the food chain. With their needle-sharp teeth and benevolent gaze, eels are a complex and charming part of nature's inexplicably vicious order. Like a sort of long fish that lives in mud, the eel truly is the snake of the lake. Eels, get more in your life today. Spoken by Alice Fraser, brought to you by Eels. Please consult your local eel wrangler before wrangling an eel. Eels also live in oceans, ponds, and probably in other places that are a bit worrying to contemplate. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky like a patient etherized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels. Are you measuring out your life in coffee spoons? A level coffee scoop should hold 2 tablespoons of coffee, which is approximately 10 grams, while a coffee spoon is actually smaller than a teaspoon, so approximately 2.5 mil, give or take. This is an agonizing quantity in which to measure out your life, as T.S. Eliot knew so well. Why not try measuring out your life in something larger? Half a glass of water is a good life measurement quantity because it's not so big that your life passes you by, but it's not small enough to be in a poem about misery. Half a glass of water. If you have to quantify the unquantifiable essence of life, let it be with us. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Moist Metaphysics Association of South Gondwanaland. Half a glass of water is not a universal metric and may be adjusted according to the size of your glass.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Last Post.
And that's your ad section for today. And now it's time for your top story. In your top story today, we deal with Revolution News. NATO Green, who better than the Commandante to speak on this subject? I'm so glad to have you in the studio to get word from the horse's mouth, to use a reference to Mr. Ed. What's happening in the revolution right now?
Well, Alice, the left shines during moments of social crisis, except that also during moments of social crisis, most of us get murdered. It's a bit of a double-edged sword for us, which is coincidentally also how we get murdered.
Also, a double-edged sword is most swords.
Right. Occasionally, you might get your bad saber or scimitar, your one-edged sword. I mean, every sword has two edges. What they mean is a double sharp-edged sword. which is more of a mouthful than one sharp edge, one not sharp edge.
What do they mean with an edge for a handle? Is that what they mean?
You know what this podcast needs is more visual act outs.
For those who are listening, I just visualized a sword with my hands. Okay, carry on, NATO.
So, confronted with a worldwide social crisis, everyone became a socialist overnight. There were demands in short order. We're banning evictions. We're ending rent hikes. We're suspending student debt payments. We're talking about giving everyone some amount of money. And then what happens is that, as just in the nature of human psychology, is people will always fight harder to avoid a loss than to achieve a gain. And that's how progress works. Like, then when the crisis passes, people go, wait a minute. Why are you now taking away my not being evicted? I enjoyed not being evicted before. I would like to continue to not be evicted. Don't take away my not being evicted. Here's another example. Recently in California, where I live, the state of California, in order to support the bar industry, the state relaxed regulations on sales of alcohol for takeout and delivery. And do you think that for one second, that once I know that it is a possibility for me to get a pina colada delivered to my house that I am ever going back. Hell no. You are going to have to pry the pina colada from my cold, frosty, slightly tipsy, cargo short wearing, safari button shirt, pit bull dancing, might miss the toilet when I pee hands. The point is that we've crossed the Rubicon and the Rubik's Cubicon and the Rube Goldberg Kublicon and the RuPaul Comicon. We've crossed all of them. And there's a rupture in society where the existing leadership and the established order is incapable of solving the problems in front of us. On the one hand, you have Trump, who doesn't believe in science. His standard modus operandi is racism, lying, and graft are no match for the disease. People at his resort at Mar-a-Lago tested positive for coronavirus. And it would be the highest of ironies if Trump died of coronavirus, fighting for breath as his lungs filled with fluid, and his last words as his lungs collapse inward like a black hole was, "It's Chinese, though." And then on the other hand, Joe Biden has finally triumphed over Bernie Sanders in the nominee, which makes him the presumptive Democratic leader. And he has folksy charm and is more competent than Trump, even though he obviously has dementia. And in February, for instance, at a campaign event, a young woman asked Joe Biden a tough question, and he responded by calling her a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Thank you,
now, first of all, he called her a lying dog-faced pony soldier in public on camera. Now, first of all, you shouldn't call anyone dog-faced
in public. Or a pony soldier, whatever that is.
Right. Second of all, what is a pony soldier, and is that even an insult? And third of all, the Biden campaign issued a statement clarifying that he was quoting a 1952 John Wayne movie. And so it really fills me with confidence to know that the Democratic nominee in 2020 is quoting 1950s Westerns as a way to reach the youth vote. But it turns out that he also got the quote wrong, and that wasn't even the John Wayne quote. There is no John Wayne quote. So, yes, this is a moment for revolutionaries. Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men and women and gender binary people? We would be at the barricades right now, except that we're not allowed to go outside, and we're super hardcore, but not so hardcore that we actually want to get sick. And there's a very fine line, like we're trying to think creatively about new tactics in this moment, and there's a very fine line in this moment between being a revolutionary and being resourceful and inventing new tactics based on changing conditions and extreme white lady, I would like to speak to your manager energy. but here we are. The forms of collective action available to us right now include calling to complain, emailing to complain, tweeting to complain, and finally, the cacerolazo. Which is a form of protest associated primarily with Argentina and Chile, which involves hanging out the window of your house and banging pots and pans. Now, just as a pro tip from a seasoned revolutionary such as myself, if you're going to try cacerolazo, use your stainless steel pans. cast iron pans don't have good acoustics. Your nonstick skillets will, and your Le Creuset enameled stuff will not. They won't last a lot of sustained banging.
Also quite heavy.
So if you do not. And they're heavy, so if you want to bang your Le Creuset or your non-stick, only do so if they're still under warranty.
What warranty covers civil protest in its... I need your warranties.
Oh, a lot. A lot of warranties have an act of God clause, and I would attempt to argue that a civil disturbance is an act of God.
That's all we have time for your top story now, because it's time for your letters to the editor. And letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alison Guest, that's you today, NATO. We, the recently composed Mars Inmate Local 102 Union of Confined Individuals, wanted to thank you for the coverage of our well-being here on the frozen wasteland of Mars. It always encourages our families and ourselves to know that no prison is perfect, guards can be bribed, and Elon Musk bucks for good behavior are not enough of a deterrent to stop the riots and the bloodshed. Thanks again for keeping Earth updated on our status. Back to expressive finger painting, interpretive dance, waterboarding the old guards with half a glass of water, and making the Mars rover hit itself with a shovel, yelling, "Stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself." That's from Carl Custer. Thank you so much, Carl. I hope you're having a nice time up there on Mars, and I hope you conquer. Got anything to say to Carl NATO as a revolutionary here back on Earth?
I would like to hear the Mars Penal Colony podcast, and I would encourage them to get into podcasting.
That is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Remember, you can download this podcast again tomorrow or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. They'll make more sense of these ones. Your guest today on the podcast was Comandante NATO Green. Have you got anything to plug, NATO?
Yes, Alice, what I would like to plug today is crying. I don't know if you've tried crying, but I recommend it. There's no live entertainment or going out or anything like that. Try crying.
Try crying. I
think it'll work out for you. Make you feel better.
Also, you have your specials available online, yes?
Yes, my comedy albums are available online. You can also follow me, NATO Green on Twitter, Mr. NATO Green on Instagrams.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. My Special Savage will be coming out on the 17th of April on Amazon Prime, if you have that. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.